Well, today we celebrate the North American martyrs, and I think it's important for us to remember the motivation that they have to make disciples of all nations. I think that's what's important, that that we need to remember our calling. We're not here to shame or guilt people into believing Jesus Christ, but to help them to recognize how much he had loved us and what joy we have in being Christians. And I'm talking about joy, not happiness, because happiness is fleeting. Happiness will come and go, right? But joy is something deeper because we are being reminded of who we are and who we belong to. And which leads me toward the second point today, that martyrdom. Martyrdom, unlike the definition of martyrdom in the country or the region where we're in right now, is different. It's not about killing other people to prove one's faith. It's about laying down one's life for the love of Christ. Christian martyrdom is grounded in love. Christian martyrdom is grounded in first the love of Christ. And instead of the hurting other people, we lay down our life in loving them instead of seeking retribution or instead of seeking harms to them. It's all about loving Christ until the very end, and in loving him, choose that same love by laying down our life, even for toward those who persecute us, who want ill will against us and who want us to die. This is what the North American martyrs did. This is what happened to St. John de Beauvro and St. Isaac Jogues. They were killed for their faith when they were trying to evangelize and preach the good news to the First Nations. But instead of letting hate or letting any human ill will deter them from preaching the good news, they laid down their lives. So today, I think it's very pertinent, especially with what's going on in the world and in our region right now. May we have the intercession of the North American martyrs, beginning with ourselves, to be reminded that may we choose the love of Christ first. And following their example, of courage, not to be ashamed of who we are, but also at the same time, choosing to love him and choosing to love others until the very end.